This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, you know how we keep messing up when it comes to, our, I guess, political correctness? You know, we won't know what to say to, you know, whom, right? You know, depending on, you know, if they're, I don't know, Jewish or Catholic or Mormon or African American. So, here's the thing. Okay, there's a big, huge Jewish holiday coming up, and a lot of you guys kind of screw it up, and I see, you're like, oh, happy Yom Kippur, no, it's not really a happy day, you know, and it's our fault. As a Jew, I take full responsibility for everybody getting confused, because it's in Hebrew. I mean, we don't even have, it translated for everybody. So we get all mad that if someone's like, why'd you just tell me happy Yom Kippur? First, it's Yom Kippur. Second, that's our Day of Atonement. What are you doing? So that's not anybody's fault. And so, okay, let me just kind of break things down so you guys don't mess up. I mess up. I'll go up to a Jew and I'm like, hey, you know, smack him on the butt. You know, hey, Happy New Year. Like, no. Because it is. It's a new year. It's the Jewish New Year. Apparently, though, you're not supposed to smack someone on the butt. So, it's the Jewish calendar, which also confuses non-Jews. We go by the lunar calendar. And so, We are about to be at the end of our new year, and we start with the month of Tishrei. Now, Rosh Hashanah, it's a fall holiday, but we start our new year on roughly the seventh month, okay? I'm not a rabbi, so I can't explain why this happens. I just go to temple and I just do what I'm told. But Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. Okay, because a lot of you guys are like, man, Jews are taking off a lot. Are they sleeping in? No, we're not. We have to be in temple for 2 days. Okay? And it ushers in 10 days of repentance. So, these are also the days of awe, where we are supposed to reflect on what we've done the year before, if we're good people, if we're, you know. And then we fast on Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. 24 hours of no water and food. It's not that hard, to be honest. I don't have a problem with that, but I do my 24 hours a little differently than other people. So, the days of awe represent, according to MyJewishLearning.com, the climax of a long process that starts at the beginning of the previous month called Elul. So, we have the shofar, which is a ram's horn that makes a trumpet-like sound, and that kind of is a wake-up call for us to prepare for these holidays in the month of Tishrei. And there's a lot of them. There's a week before Rosh Hashanah, we have slichot, and we do more prayers, and we pray a lot. And Rosh Hashanah is known as Yom Hadin, which is the Day of Judgment. So, this is where God, and I got to be really careful, especially talking on air to this, about this, because this is where God opens up the book of life and death, and then he seals it on Yom Kippur. So if we want to be inscribed in the book of life, we need to do a damn good job during this Rosh Hashanah time. Now, okay, here's my problem. I'm not very, very good with the whole, I love being religious, I love religion, But the more I think about it, the more I mess up. So, like, for example, I will leave Temple, we'll go to lunch, and there'll be a cop. And that cop will be gorgeous. And I'm going to be looking more than I would, because you know you're not supposed to. You know, you're like, okay, I need to be good, because I need to be inscribed book alive. Do not look at a sexy cop. You're a married woman. Don't look. And boom, I look, because I'm thinking about it. The more I'm in the religion zone, the worse I am. You know, it just that. Then, when you reflect on all the bad things you've done, well, what sort of thoughts are coming to your mind? Yeah, I, you know, grabbed that piece of candy and I ate it, you know, in the store and I didn't pay for it. Or, you know, I flirted with that guy and, you know, I didn't bother to look to see if he had a wedding ring. And, you know, you start to go back, and as you're trying to atone for your sins, you then go, oh man, but he sure was handsome. And so you see, I get very, very nervous. This is not an easy time for me. Not an easy time at all. And then you're in Temple and you're concentrating and somebody goes, hi. And then they talk to you about something. So then you're talking. I talk a lot. So I'm in the back of the, you know, the synagogue, right? And I'm like, oh my gosh, really? That happened? No way. Really? No. Shh. Sorry, Rabbi. So it's hard for me to be good. I'm a much better person when it's not the holidays. So I guess the origins, they say, came from biblical times. I guess Rosh Hashanah falls in the seventh month. Later, rabbinic tradition decided to designate it at the beginning of the year. The origin of this tradition may have been adopted by the Babylonians. And then the rabbis imbued it with Jewish significance as the anniversary of the day on which the world was created. Yeah, because Adam and Eve were born basically. Adam and Eve being created would have been the, like, Rosh Hashanah, the first day. So that we're celebrating when humanity was created. So now, then we do a fast for 24 hours. And then after the fast, we have a break the fast. And this break the fast is awesome, because then you get to eat. And we go to a friend's house, and they have a phenomenal spread. I mean, it is like, wow. And they have a bar, you know, but don't go to the bar until you eat something. Because having fasted for 12, usually I hit water really hard. And they also have challah, and challah, so we are allowed to eat. This isn't the holiday where you can't do bread, so this isn't the holiday where you get constipated. And challah is circle for the eternal cycle of life, which is cool. We dip it in honey for hopes for a sweet new year. We dip apples in honey for the same thing. Sometimes people put nuts in it, and it's nice. So anyway, you could say have a good yuntif or a good holiday, something like that. We'll, you know what, just don't say anything. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, politics reigns. People want to look like they are going with the current. They want to appear to be with it. And popular and making friends. And so Tennessee's largest health insurer made a judgment call. And they decided they're going to stop covering OxyContin next year. They probably think they're going to get a big pat on the back. I think a lot of people want to give them a good kick to the pants. They say Tennessee's largest health insurer will stop covering OxyContin prescriptions as part of an effort to combat opioid addiction. All right. What about the people in pain? Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee's Natalie Tate said the company will encourage doctors to recommend two alternatives to OxyContin, which Blue Cross will cease paying for January 1. Now, the suggested alternatives are Xtampza and Morphabond. They are more expensive, but they are designed to be more difficult to abuse. Tate says customers will pay the same copay as for OxyContin, and Blue Cross Blue Shield will absorb the additional cost. OxyContin is manufactured by Purdue Pharma and has been accused of intentionally fueling the opioid epidemic. I'm not sold that this opioid epidemic is intentional. There's a lot going on. Medicare customers and approved cancer and hospice patients are exempt from the changes, so they could still get their OxyContin. Employee groups with self-funded insurance can opt out, and those insured by out-of-state Blue Cross chapters will be unaffected. So what is going on here? My guess is they see the writing on the wall, and there's going to be a lot of lawsuits. And this is not going to let up, where OxyContin is going to be at the forefront of this opioid crisis. So I see why they are, shall we say, being proactive. The problem is you can't just, you can't just, change somebody's regimen. Now, okay, let's look at the Xtampza. Xtampza ER is an extended release abuse deterrent capsule form of oxycodone. Okay. And many times it is a round the clock long-term opioid. So they are giving an alternative, and this Morphabond, which is morphine, it's oxycodone plus naloxone, Tartrazine. But Morphabond is morphine, extended release. These are at least, thank God, equivalents. But you see, here's my problem with this. We're letting media and the attention and the, our pitchforks and our big, calls to arm and, calls to action start to change policy when we're really not talking to our patients and what they need. If somebody had been in pain and was finally titrated and found a regimen that works, and that regimen ends up including OxyContin, and that doctor has been successful at not allowing them to overdose, for them to have their pain management, these aren't the types of patients that you go, okay, you know what, we're just going to change you. I have a problem with that. Even if Xtampza is a form of oxycodone, even if these are morphine derivative medications and medicines that can help pain, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for them. So here's an example. When you take ibuprofen, I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but whenever I had surgery, I would be given a prescription for an ibuprofen 800. Now, the day of surgery, and I'm coming home, my husband, could run out to go to the pharmacy. But usually I'm like, you know what? No, I got Advil at home, or I got ibuprofen at home. We're good. I could just take four of the 200s. You don't have to go and get the prescription. Well, I take four of the 200s, and no, it doesn't cut it. We turn around and we get the 800 milligram tablet, and it works. Now, why is that? The math should be there. Four 200s equal 800s, but nope. There's something different. I'm telling you, there is something different to a pharmaceutical 800 milligram Motrin. It just is. So same thing with these pain medications. And somebody in pain will know the difference. And so I get why Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is doing this. I get it. They are probably one day going to get sued. All it takes is somebody dying of an overdose. And when the family decides to bring the rain, they are going to sue the pharmacist. They're going to sue the doctor. Well, there was somebody who was a new patient to our clinic that came into town, and I guess he needed a refill of a pain medication and some Xanax, and so my physician assistant did not give the pain pill. but gave a little bit of the Xanax, because if you stop that abruptly, you could seize and die. So the person ends up, we find out, dying of a narcotic overdose, an opioid overdose, and the family is calling, wanting the records, to see if we gave them narcotics, because we could have been, you know, we could have been the one to cause him to have his overdose. Now, I believe they could subpoena the records and get from the pharmacy what we wrote, and you could see we didn't write the pain medication. But the families want blood. When they lose a family member, and a part of me doesn't blame them. You know, if somebody dies and they died at the hand of a pill, you're going to be pretty mad at the person who gave that loved one that pill. So what should doctors be doing? And medical providers and nurse practitioners and PAs? What should be our attitude towards, what should we be doing? I mean, should we be grilling you? Should we be browbeating you? What interventions should we be doing? Personally, I like spending time with the patient and talking to them. But honestly, when I had my practice, I didn't have that kind of time. We were already financially going under. I have sick patients in the lobby. I could get in trouble if a sick patient in the lobby ends up keeling over because I'm taking too long in the back. One of the reasons why we do have this opioid crisis, and I have no problem being devil's advocate and admitting this could be one problem, is as doctors started to be forced to see multiple patients very quickly and run people through quicker, and there wasn't enough access, so you had waiting rooms, so it was standing room only, it was a hell of a lot quicker to fill the prescription than to sit there and try to talk a person out of the narcotic that they wanted, and they would have wanted it anyway. It's quicker. You know, they did a study saying urgent care doctors write narcotics much more than other doctors do. Well, duh, I mean, if the person's in urgent care, that means they just hurt themselves, so you're going to see more, acute pain. But if an urgent care doctor's in a hurry, it is. It's a lot faster to just give the prescription, say, don't get addicted to it, it's highly addictive, I'm only going to give you 25 pills or 30 pills, all right, and then follow up with your primary care provider. So people may be hopping around, going from urgent care to urgent care. So I do like the state recommendations of running a report to see if somebody keeps hopping around, so then you could be aware that somebody is getting these controlled substances. But, you know, also people were using fake names and aliases. I can't tell you how many patients were using fake names. I mean, we have their driver's license. We have their, they must have come up with a fake ID. I don't know. Because you'd hear these people get arrested. I mean, there's really intricate schemes going on. And if somebody's in a lot of pain and scared, they think they're fighting for their life. So, on one end, Blue Cross Blue Shield is being very, shall we say, responsible. On the other end, I think they are putting PR first over patients. Now, if these two other medication derivatives work, and people tell me I'm good with them, it's fine. Xtampza and Morphabond do the trick, then good. But if somebody says no, all right, I've been on OxyContin, this is just how it works, then they're doing their patients and their clients a disservice. I do like the idea, though, of medications that are less addictive to slowly start being fed into the system. So maybe what they could do is offer those cheaper. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Republican Representative Ron DeSantis announced he is resigning from his Congress seat to focus on his race for Florida governor, his campaign confirmed earlier today. DeSantis sent Speaker of the House Paul Ryan a letter and said he would be resigning immediately and that it would be inappropriate for him to collect a salary from the House because he plans on missing a majority of the chamber's remaining days in session. Hurricane Florence is likely to hit the eastern part of the United States later this week. WeatherBell's Joe Bastardi on what you can expect if you live in North Carolina and South Carolina.
A storm comparable in intensity at landfall to Hugo and Hazel. Those are the benchmark storms in the on the Carolina coastline. Strong Category 4 hurricanes. But the difference with this is it's not going to move fast. It's going to go inland, sit over the southern Appalachians, and lead to 3 to 4 feet of rain in parts of South Carolina, North Carolina, perhaps even into southwest Virginia.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
One eight seven seven DOC DALI. That was Kevin Bassay, fabulous artist. Love his voice. So a woman claims nail biting habit linked to a cancer diagnosis. She's 20 years old from Australia, and she is now without a thumb. After she claims her nail biting habit led to a form of cancer. Courtney Whithorn said her habit was so bad that she bit her thumbnail off completely back in 2014. Noticed that her thumb had started to turn black over the last 4 years. She was reportedly diagnosed with acralentigenous subungual melanoma, which could appear on the palms of her hands, soles, or feet, or under the nails. According to the AIM at Melanoma Foundation, ALM may be difficult to recognize as many times it's mistaken for a stain or a bruise under what looks like beautiful, healthy skin. In most cases of this AML,
It occurs on the nails, either on the big toe or the thumb. ALM can occur in anyone, and it is not associated with sun exposure. Now, many patients report trauma or injury to the affected area where ALM is diagnosed, but the link remains unclear. I'll tell you what I think it is. She said she was shocked when she discovered that her habit might be linked to her diagnosis. She said, "When I found out that biting my nail off was the cause of the cancer, it shattered me. My hand was just constantly in a fist because I didn't want anyone to see it, not even my parents. I got a bit freaked out when my skin started to go black, so I showed them for the first time this year. I can't even explain how self-conscious I was. I always had fake nails to hide it because it was so black. It was like paper whenever it grew black. It grew back." So she consulted a doctor for cosmetic reasons and was referred to two plastic surgeons who suggested a skin graft but recommended a biopsy. Okay, this blows my mind. How does nobody biopsy it early on? We're always taught that dark under a nail could be melanoma. So they did more tests. They found out she had malignant melanoma. She was shocked. She has now undergone four surgeries, including an amputation of her thumb. So she's now going to be watched for years to see if the cancer returns. She says, "Without my boyfriend or family, I honestly don't know how I would have gotten through all this. I wish I was as confident and as outspoken as I am now back then." Okay, this is what I think happened. Your body is very, very smart. And so my guess is if this was the only nail she kept biting, the cancer had started early. And she, the brain wanted her to chew it out. I think, yeah, you know, a lot of us bite our nails, but for her to fixate on that one and then ending up, you know, it being the cancer, you know, your body, the reason why you itch is your body wants to scratch it out. You know, like when you have chicken pox, your body, when that virus gets in there, the body wants to kind of just pick it out. You know, when you have, shall we say, like, get cut, and it starts to get infected, you want to scratch it, because you want to get that infection out. Same thing with pimples. So that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering that maybe what's going on is with this thumb issue, her body knew something was up, and so it was, you know, goading her into chewing it off. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a patient reports getting black, hairy tongue. Have you guys seen this? It's pretty scary, but it's benign. And a 55-year-old patient started complaining of nausea and a bad taste in her mouth. And when you said, "All right, stick out your tongue and say, ah," her tongue was black. This case report was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Said the patient, who was not identified by name, saw her tongue turn black after being prescribed medication. The patient had been admitted to the hospital after a severe motorcycle injury that injured both her legs. According to the report, she had developed a bacterial infection, so she was treated with meropenem and oral minocycline. Then she reported nausea and her symptoms about a week after starting the minocycline, and she had a black, hairy-looking tongue. It's benign. It's kind of characterized by hypertrophy and elongation of the little filiform papillae on the surface of the tongue. And it comes with a brownish-black discoloration. So people think it looks like, you know, bad oral hygiene, tobacco, but tobacco could predispose you. Irritating mouthwashes could predispose you. The condition is reversible. After she stopped the antibiotic and went away, and the doctors advised her to continue practicing good hygiene. But it is a nasty-looking tongue. In fact, many of the media outlets have had to blur it out and not allow it to be seen because it just, you know, it looks that bad. But it's benign. She's going to be fine. I do wonder, though, if, again, that's a sign that the body is giving us, telling us, "Look, guys, something's wrong here." So you stop the medicine because, you know, there was a book I read on, it was from a subset of Asian medicine. How many Asian practitioners would look at the tongue and be able to diagnose you if something was going on. And I agree with that. I think the tongue may have some changes and may have some looks, and it'll tell you what's going on in your body. It's very interesting. All right. While China's agricultural authorities scrambled to contain the spread of a pig-killing virus, now experts worry that it could spread elsewhere in Asia. As you know, pork is China's favorite meat, and they are right now battling an African swine flu. Now, you know what? Now there, hold on a second. The article. I met my article limit, so hold on a second. You know what? I'll tell you the site. I'll tell you the site that makes us want to pay. It's called The Economist. Well, that makes sense. The Economist, they want us to pay because they're economic. So there's an African swine flu that people in Asia are concerned about. And they say it will be devastating if it spreads beyond China. And so 8 outbreaks have been reported in locations as far apart as 1,000 kilometers within China, which has the world's largest swine industry. So we have seen swine flu. It has been detected outside of Africa. Outbreaks in Europe, the Americas, dated back to the 1960s. We don't know how the virus reached China, but it did. And so Dr. Lubroff, who is the FAO's chief veterinarian, and FAO is the Food and Agricultural Organization, says the current strain that entered China is highly virulent, causing fever and death and multiple organ and system failures and internal bleeding. This is of the swine flu, so pigs. Lubroff says the links with parts of Africa where swine flu fever is endemic is a possibility that they're looking into. This is not swine flu per se. They call it African swine fever, or it's a flu in swine, not necessarily our H1N1, okay? That's different. So this strain in China, and I believe that's also affecting the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam, could have devastating socioeconomic consequences, they said, for both the Chinese and the global pig industry. They say Vietnam is probably the greatest risk. They are they share a border with China and a lot of trade, I should say. And they say Thailand may be less vulnerable if they take more biosecurity measures. So they say in order to prevent the spread of the swine fever to Southeast Asia, Dr. Roger recommends that local veterinary services maintain efficient surveillance systems, have emergency preparedness plans. All right, I don't eat pork, so this doesn't affect me, but it could affect others. Ebola, that scares the heck out of me, too. And Ebola has now been discovered in a city of 1.4 million people called Butembo. It's in the country's northeast. Jessica Younga, a Ministry of Health Communication officer, said Wednesday that Congo's government and the UN World Health Organization are taking immediate steps to contain the new Ebola case in urban area. Butembo is the largest city in Congo's North Kivu province. Health experts worry that it could spread very easily among its dense population. So the city's mayor, Sylvain Kanyamanda, urged residents to be calm and to maintain hygienic conditions. We're now up to 93 cases and 54 deaths. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
O-C-D-A-L-I. So apparently some experts in other parts of the world are wanting to ban these jet air hand dryers. They're saying that these hand dryers spread more germs than disposable paper towels and should not be used. I find, this another example of how, you know, man works and God laughs. Here we are trying to be septic or aseptic. We're trying to be clean. We are trying to, shall we say,
progress in terms of not spreading germs and, you know, looking like we are fighting the war on superbugs. And then all of a sudden we make these air dryers, and these air dryers actually could possibly be screwing us up more than we ever knew. Remember there was that one lady who took Petri dishes next to these hand dryers? So they took Petri dishes next to these hand dryers, and then she grew them out, and then she posted on social media how nasty the... Now, the growth could have been also from other air. I mean, you don't know if she had it in the most controlled condition, but I really believe her that she put that up against the hand dryer, and those bugs and fungi came from that. So I believe it. So anyway, writing in the Journal of Hospital Infection, they argue that the official guidance about how to prevent bacterial contamination in hospital buildings needs to be strengthened. They said, at the moment, the official Department of Health guidance says air dryers can be placed in toilets in the public areas of a hospital, but not in clinical areas, because of the risks they pose for cross-contamination, and they are noisy. Mark Wilcox, professor of medical microbiology at the University of Leeds, supervised the study, and they want us to focus our attention on infection risk. So the new study looked at bacterial spread in a real-world setting. In two toilets at each of three hospitals, which were in the UK, France, and Italy, each of the toilets had paper towel dispensers and jet air dryers, but only one of those was in use on any given day. So Professor Wilcox said the problem starts because some people do not wash their hands properly. When people use a jet air dryer, the microbes get blown off and spread around the toilet room. In effect, the dryer creates an aerosol that contaminates the toilet room, including the dryer itself and potentially the sink, floor, and other surfaces, depending on the dryer design. If people touch those surfaces, they risk being contaminated. They said jet air dryers often rely on no-touch technology to initiate hand drying. Paper towels will absorb the water and microbes left on the hands. And if you dispose of them properly, less potential for cross-contamination. That makes sense. So, there was another study that found that jet air dryers were worse. So, each day, over 12 weeks, levels of bacterial contamination in the toilets are measured, allowing, they call toilets bathrooms, right? Yeah, we call it the toilet, too. So, on each day, over 12 weeks, levels of bacterial contamination in the toilets were measured. They looked at Staph aureus, which is that nasty bug that can have microbial resistance. Staph aureus is responsible for a range of conditions. Enterococci, bacteria that can cause difficult-to-treat infections. Enterobacter, including E. coli, these bacteria cause a wide range of infections. And then across three hospitals, they looked at the counts were much higher on those with a jet dryer. So, Staph aureus was found three times more often. Now, okay, here's the thing. Let's take a step back. We've been having a huge problem with infectious disease. You know, we hear about all these foodborne illnesses, and we hear about all these, contaminations and outbreaks. Maybe a lot of it does have to do with, something as simple as what we're doing in the bathroom. I yell at ladies a lot. I really do. Because, I see what they do in the bathroom. I see what they do. And I'm really frustrated. You know, like, we have garbages in the ladies' bathroom. And they don't want to touch the garbage. So, have you guys seen the little garbages in the ladies' bathrooms? So, guys, one day, if you're allowed, look at the ladies' bathrooms. So you'll know why I think ladies' bathrooms are more disgusting than men's bathrooms, okay? So in the ladies' bathrooms, we have a couple choices of garbage for our sanitary stuff. Usually, there's a lid because you don't want to look at somebody else's used pad or tampon. Now, I was taught as a little girl, whenever you do change that, you wrap it up in toilet paper so it's a nice ball so nobody sees it. You put it into the garbage pail. And then you get rid of it. In fact, my mom used to not allow garbages in the bathroom to force us to go and dump it outside and not have it sitting around the house. And it's because the dogs like to go into that and then they run around. Have any of you guys had dogs that go into the female stuff, the used female stuff? It's disgusting.
So here you are, you have a party, your friends are over, and the dog brings the used tampon. It's disgusting. But anyway, in public establishments, in public bathrooms, there's these garbages with the lids. So you need to open up the lid. Well, the average woman knows that whoever opened up the lid before them obviously had some sort of blood contaminant. So they don't want to touch it. So they may use their pad or whatever product to open up the lid, push the lid up to throw that in there. Well, now it's just getting dirty. Then you have the ones with the little kickstand, the little triangular thing where it makes a sound. By the way, the whole women's bathroom knows if you're on your period, because everybody could see under the stall that little white metallic garbage thing is like going ding, ding, you know, as you're trying to dump it. And because it's in the center, you know, some places want to save money, so they have one under the stall every two stalls. So here you are bugging the lady next to you, right, when you're throwing your thing in, because that the door then swings open, right? So here you are. This is on the ground. So, you know, people don't want to touch it, and so they put pad first. So these things are pretty disgusting. Now, actually, I told you I had an issue with in the bathroom where accidentally, as I was changing it, it falls, the tampon, it falls, and it rolls under the other stall. And I had a choice of either reaching under and grabbing it, running and just leaving it there, or asking her to kick it back. I didn't think she wanted to kick it back, so I just got my hand under there and I grabbed it, and then I cleaned things up with toilet paper. So that was really embarrassing, but, you know, it just happens. So it's a blood sport in a female bathroom. So anyway, so then you have to open the door. Well, you have your purse, you have all that, and there's no room. The sink is full of water and splashes because women don't want to wipe their clothes. So they fling it. You know how you wash your hands and you kind of fling your hands? So there's water and splotches all over the place, and you know it's still contaminated because you know what these women just did in the bathroom. And so you have no place to put your purse, and you're like, you know what? I don't want to put my purse anywhere. I'll just wash my hands later. This way I don't get other people's germs, and I see it all the time. Or I see women who don't want to hurt their nails or whatever, and I'm like, are you kidding me? So I have a big problem with the way a lot of women do their, the way a lot of women approach their hygiene. And so, yeah. Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a study out saying that they think they found a way to boost a woman's sex drive, and they think it can. They've come to the realization that if you add electrical currents and you actually little electrical zap a woman's ankles, it'll help with her sexual dysfunction. This comes from a study from the University of Michigan. They say up to half of women are struck down with female sexual dysfunction as they grow older. We get a diminished sex drive. And when you have a diminished sex drive, you don't get a decent climax. So they found that on mice, not really sure how that would look on a mouse, but on mice, they were able to test these 12 half-hour sessions with electrode stimulation. They zapped the tibial nerve, and apparently it worked. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.